Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's disgusting what's happening to our country. We are a dumping ground for the rest of the world. We are.
This is The Savage Nation, Donald Trump and Frankie Lane to open the program. Yeah, we are a dumping ground, the toilet bowl of the world, the laughing stock of the world with, well, I can't say it. It's a family show. Let's say the attendant to all of this, Barack Obama. Barack Obama has brought 3 million, no, sorry, there have been 3 million Muslims admitted to America since 9/11. He only let in about a million. Now, let's say Obama rushed in 1 million Muslims since he became president. So, well, they're not all terrorists. Of course not. So let's say it's 1%. What is 1% of 3 million Muslims admitted since 9/11? Do the math. 1% of 3 million is how much? I think it's 30,000, right, if I'm not mistaken? So let's say it's not 1%. Let's say it's 0.1%. So that's 3,000 of the 3 million are jihadists or have become jihadists. That's 3,000. That's a lot of people. You say, well, how could it be? Well, it seems like every other week there's another jihadist arrested in America, another so-called homegrown terrorist, another so-called convert to radical Islam, another good boy whose mother was shocked that he was reading those books that told him to become a killer. They had no idea he was making a pressure cooker bomb in the toilet. No idea whatsoever. She thought he was learning a pot roast recipe. She thought her little boy Ahmed was going out to learn how to make a brisket and become a good American. That's what's going on in America. Welcome to the Savage Nation. And now let's look at Black Lives Matter. Kentucky cop killer was a Black Lives Matter activist. Did you know that? Didn't make it to your local rag? Kentucky cop killer was a Black Lives Matter activist. Okay. Here's another one you may not see, but it's on from the Daily Caller on michaelsavage.com. America's heroin epidemic fueled by flood of illegals. Here's another one for you from Jihad Watch. Minnesota Muslim suspected of jihad recruitment given school bus driver's license. Here's another one for you that didn't make it to your local rag from the Daily Beast, a liberal source. The shady family behind America's Iran lobby. They actually greased the skids to make sure that Obama sold America down the drain and threw Israel to the wolves. Here's another one. Remember, we had global warming yesterday, and then it poured in L.A. They were shocked, just shocked. Shocked. Subways were flooded. The culverts are overrunning in L.A. Did you know that? Freeways were shut down. Mud flows in Orange County. What the heck are the warmers going to do today? They have to rewrite the script. Well, wait a minute now. Those floods and that mud. See, we told you that global warming would lead to this kind of thing. At least 8 people were pulled into rain-swollen San Gabriel River on Tuesday as a storm drenched Southern California, flooding freeways, knocking out power, and sending mud down Orange County hillsides. It's so powerful, there's nothing you can do. It's similar to being caught in a rip current in the ocean, said Inspector Chris Reed of the fire department. River was raging. Mud was flowing. Highways were closed. The hills were swamped with water. And the warmists are nowhere to be found. Nature corrected itself. I was in L.A. a week ago, looked at the poor, parched hillsides, felt bad for the lizards and the birds and the snakes and the snails, and I said, boy, are they thirsty. And I kept saying, I pray for rain. Now, of course, it's I who brought the rain. That's what I'm saying. Because I prayed for rain, God rained on L.A. Yeah, it was the flash rain for it because I prayed. That's right. Unbelievable that rain came, isn't it? God, they can't control the weather. They just can't control the weather. And they control the sheeple in America pretty good. So when you have a psycho, a retrovirus like this in the White House, who has gotten away with virtual murder and can control the people and control the opposition party, owns the press, he figures he can control the weather too. If only the weather had held until the Pope arrived, then that lying lout from Rome could have gotten away with his big lie. It's God reigned in order to tell a pope that everyone knows what he is. Your pope. Pope blames refugee crisis on God of money and a socioeconomic system that is bad. He is a Marxist through and through. He's a psycho-Marxist. In an interview with Portugal-based Radio Renascença aired yesterday, the false prophet Pope Francis, a former bouncer, declared that the current refugee crisis in Europe is being caused by a bad, unjust socioeconomic system that worships the god of money. Well, Mr. Francis, I have a question for you. Here's the question. If it's the god of money that caused this, why are all those refugees running to Germany and to England? Isn't it for money, Pope? They're not running away from money, are they? They're running to money, aren't they, Pope? And by the way, since we're talking about money, Mr. Pope, the Vatican is the largest holder of gold in the world. Why don't you sell some of your gold reserves and help the Syrian refugees? And by the way, Mr. Pope, you're talking about the shanty towns in big cities that are being caused by deforestation from global warming. Where does he get this crap from? This is the kind of elementary garbage that they teach in colleges today. Pope Francis said that refugees from rural areas are being deforested and driven into big cities. He said, why are shanty towns formed in big cities, says Mr. Pope. He says it's the people who come from the country because they have been deforested. They have made a monocultivation. They have no work, and they go to big cities. And he said the Pope is at war with itself. Piecemeal. A war against the earth. The environment. The glaciers are melting. In the Arctic, says the meteorological Pope, the polar bear goes increasingly northward to survive. And, of course, the Pope goes increasingly southward to survive. Because that's where the gullible live. Gullible travels, you see. He has got to go south to get the gullible. No one believes him anymore in the north. So the refugee crisis is based on the god of money. Bad, unjust socioeconomic system, says the communist pope. How could you people not see what this is? Anyway, don't call me on it. I'm just giving you an example of how screwed up the world is. It's so screwed up, it's unbelievable to me. This pope will get along perfectly with Obama and Bernie Sanders. How could you Catholics not see this? If you've read your Bible, you know there's nothing in the Bible about confiscation and redistribution. Nothing. It's from Karl Marx. Everything that Jesus taught was about freely giving rather than what this communist pope is pushing. And why doesn't anyone ask him how many refugees from Syria or Africa the Vatican is going to take in? And by the way, the bad, evil, unjust socioeconomic system that this communist pope hates is called capitalism. This is the system that has brought unparalleled prosperity and freedom to billions. The socioeconomic system that this throwback pope favors is called communism. That is the system which enslaved and murdered hundreds of millions. Is there not a leftist cliche that Pope Francis will not embrace? Who is writing the script for him? And by the way, Pope, one last question for you and your leftist minions. Why is it that most of the people who are fleeing communist countries risk their lives to escape the capitalist nations? You know anyone trying to get into North Korea? You know anybody trying to get into Cuba? Oh, my goodness. Not one word about radical Islam from the Pope. Not one word from this left-wing nut about the dangers of radical Islam, the militarization of Islam, the burning of churches, the enslavement of Christian girls, the rape of Christian girls. Not one word from this communist pope. No wonder he's been invited to speak before Congress. And that's the opening to the Savage Nation. By the way, hold on, we have some other things to tell you. In about 1 hour and 15 minutes, we're going to have a columnist on from the San Francisco Chronicle to give us the background on why Willie Brown, former mayor, took on a high-profile domestic violence case. This is a shocking story. A digital ad entrepreneur named Gurbakh Shalal beat 45 felony domestic violence charges in San Francisco after he allegedly punched his girlfriend 100 times over half an hour in his Rincon Hill penthouse, all recorded by in-home security cameras. Well, they shopped it to Willie Brown, who asked for a $1 million retainer. $1 million retainer. And guess what happened next? The corrupt criminal defense maintained that the tape showing the beatings had been illegally seized by San Francisco police without a warrant. In other words, they didn't deny that it was on tape. They had the tape thrown out. Then the girl got frightened into testifying. Case was thrown out. Now, this is the second high-profile woman-beating case in San Francisco. The sheriff, Murky Kami, Sheriff Murky Kami also got off on it. What is it about this double-talking, hypocritical city that is the most hypocritical, corrupt city in the world? Here are two high-profile cases of woman-beating. Both were gotten away with in a city that espouses gay rights, women's rights, Muslim rights, this right, that right. Don't you see the big lie for what it is? Can you name one other city where a sheriff would do what he did to his wife and still be sheriff? Were it not for the corrupt populace in this dumb city of mine? Have you ever seen a story like this where there's video of a man beating a woman and he walks because they shopped it to the right judge? You know, a municipal judge in San Francisco is sort of like a judge in the Old West. They used to give a guy a badge and make him a sheriff in the Old West. In San Francisco, they give him a corned beef sandwich and make him a judge. Then they own him for life. They give him a corned beef on club and a free beer, and he becomes a judge for life. That's San Francisco justice. So, look, not my story. Phil Mateer wrote it. Fine columnist. I'm shocked that it got published. I'm actually stunned that it was published in the San Francisco Chronicle. I was stunned that the Willie Brown, wholly owned newspaper of Willie Brown, dared publish it. He doesn't own it, of course. It's just his personal mimeograph sheet. I don't know how the story even got into SF Gate. But it did, and now it's being talked about across the country, and people are saying, why are there no federal charges being brought? You know, how come it is that when a cop does anything questionable, and he is found not guilty by a local court, or a local jury, whatever the case may be, the Justice Department, the U.S. Federal Justice Department, moves in and then recharges the case as a federal case. Cop sneezes and breaks someone's hangnail. Federal case brought even if he's found not guilty. But here's a case of domestic violence. Videotape exists, which is thrown out. And the guy basically walks because they bought the judge, it looks like, to anyone reading the story. Where is the federal government? Where is Loretta Lynch? She could really make a name for herself as a fair-minded attorney general, they're saying. Where's Hillary Clinton on this, the great defender of women? She could make a real name for herself on this. The answer is they're all part and parcel of the same corrupt Democrat socialist machine. And by the way, where's Gavin Newsom on this? Where's any twosome Newsom on this? Answer, nowhere to be found. He's part of the same corrupt machine. Nice guy, though. Wonderful family man. Very nice guy. Yes, it's a clean state. Thank God it rained last night and washed some of the filth away. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. So God deluged Los Angeles last night with unexpected rainfall, knocking out the warmest industry for one day. They all ran in a panic. They didn't know what to do. The drought was something they counted on, very much like the American Cancer Society counts on cancer to stay in business. It's been long said that if they found the cure for cancer, they'd be out of business, so they're actually set up never to find the cure for cancer. Interesting, isn't it, how things work? And then there's the other news. We're being overrun by Muslims. No one seems to know about it. The Muslim president gets away with it because he says he's not a Muslim president. And as I say, there are Muslims who are fighting ISIS. He doesn't seem to be one of them. The Muslim president of Egypt is all out against ISIS. The Muslim president of Jordan is all out against ISIS. They're begging for heavy weapons from your president. We don't know which side he's on, but he doesn't seem to be on their side. Meanwhile, the questionable group CARE, a front group for the Muslim Brotherhood, according to those who have studied them, says that right-wing extremists are a bigger threat than refugees. That's very interesting because most of the jihadists don't seem to be right-wing extremists. They're Muslims. a spokesmouth for the most questionable Muslim American advocacy group, said at a pro-refugee rally Sunday in St. Louis that Americans should fear their own right-wing extremists more than the 10,000 Syrians Obama wants to resettle in the United States. You see, CAIR wants to bring as many Muslims in as possible so they can make Sharia law the norm and then persecute Christians, in my opinion, the way it's being done in the homeland. And yet, the double-talking front mouth for them, for CAIR, said that right-wing extremism is far more dangerous than the one-in-a-million chance that a jihadist could slip in among the 10,000 refugees who are coming from the jihadist hotbed of Syria. That is such astounding nonsense that the FBI would not investigate CAIR. It's amazing to me that Obama's gotten this far with his slow but sure takeover of the country and the flooding of America with very, very dangerous refugees. This kind of racism has to be exposed and stopped. Obama's covert racism is a threat to the survival of this country. There's a pastor, by the way, who finally went off on this. And we're going to play a piece from him. He cannot take it anymore. What state is he from, Robert? Tennessee. He cannot believe what they're doing to the children in Tennessee and the brainwashing about Islam and the downgrading of Christianity. This is how far the Muslim jihadist lobby has gotten in this country. Listen.
Look, somebody needs to stand up and say this. I'm outside of one of our local schools here in Wilson County in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and we have a number of our families and our church that are really upset and up in arms over all of this new Islamic indoctrination in our public school system. I know somebody says, why can't you just leave well enough alone? It's not that big a deal. They'd have to throw the history books out if they change it. Let me tell you something. When they're in sixth grade, they get a half a page of watered-down Christianity.
Yeah, and what? Where's the rest of it? And what, 32 pages on the wonders of Islam? Cut off by my sound department. The most important part, clipped off by the sound department.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
So we have the Pope coming to meddle in politics, which is an affront to me as an American. I don't like a mixing of, let's say, religion and politics at all. It makes me sick. And while in the past the left would have just screamed like braying mules had a pope lectured them about homosexual behavior or about abortion, suddenly they're cheering this pope because, as I said to you before, he's one of them in terms of communism, socialism, Marxism. And what's interesting to me is here's a city like San Francisco filled with the biggest phonies on the planet. They go to the opera opening carrying clutches worth more than what a family could live on in Syria for a year. They talk the talk, and there was not one person there of that I saw of, let us say, opposite means at this opening. All they talk about it. Or you go to L.A., to Beverly Hills, to fundraisers, filled with all the Hollywood libs. In the biggest houses you could ever imagine. All friends of Bill Clinton, friends of Barack Obama, they throw fundraisers for them in 50,000 square foot houses. And of course they're all for the poor, but they usually pay very little income tax. They have their companies set up where they're paying almost no tax. Double and triple Irish setups. You know, you can't believe it. It's like Microsoft. It's like Google. If they ever paid their fair share of taxes, you wouldn't have to worry about the poor anymore in this country. Not at all. Oh, no, yeah, old Zuckerberg. Old Zuckerberg, Mr. Undershirt, actually paid what Facebook earns, straight out federal, corporate, to take care of a lot of the poor. But they don't. You do. That's all. I wish we could take care of all of our own crippled children in this country. All of the poor crippled children. I cried over them this morning. I was making a prayer to God, and I opened myself up. Instead of being the normal closed human that I am, I opened myself up to God and I said, God, what is it you want me to do that I'm not doing? And a voice came back and said, open yourself up to the suffering of the children. Help the children. Help the poor, crippled children. Remember your brother. Do it for him. And truly, I started to shudder. And a flood of it came over me. It was so strong. The image of the tens of thousands of American children of all races suffering in wheelchairs and in beds and in back wards. with unnamed diseases, both born to them or through accidents. God only knows the suffering. And here we are taking in the world's refuse, and the world's poor, as though we have none of our own. And then we have this fraud, Bernie Sanders, a laughable fraud that could only appear in a country like ours. The man is a clownish representation of what you would have presented as a crackpot lefty professor. Now suddenly he takes himself seriously. And listen to this jerk, Bernie Sanders, in clip five. Listen to this now.
And the Pope also writes, quote,
the Pope?
There is a need for financial reform.
Let's stop. Here is an atheist Jew. Stop. Here's an atheist Jew, Bernie Sanders. They say he's a non-observant Jew, whatever that means. That sounds like it's something noble. What do you mean, I'm non-observant Jew? Then you're not a Jew. What do you mean, non-observant? What are you then? You're nothing. You don't believe in anything, but he's embracing the Pope. Don't you understand what's going on here? The communists love this Pope. That's why Bernie Sanders, who would have spit on the Pope in the past, mocked him behind closed doors, made a mockery of him with fake hats, with his friends up there in Vermont. Mocked him. Now suddenly he's embracing the Pope. This Pope. Here he comes, Larry David of politics. Let's hear it again.
And the Pope also writes, quote, there is a need for financial reform along ethical lines that would produce in its turn an economic reform to benefit everyone.
Shut up, you little communist, minuscule nobody. Shut up! No, keep playing it. I want to scream at him. Oh, he's finished? Well, he just took a shot of self.
Now, those are pretty profound words, which I hope we will all think about. In the Pope's view, and I agree with him.
Oh, now he's with the Pope.
We are living in a nation and in a world, and the Bible speaks to this issue.
No, now he's preaching the Bible.
In a nation and in a world.
Stop it. Atheist, communist Jew is suddenly leaning on the Bible. He suddenly discovered the Bible. Atheist, communist Jew, ACLU type, who has spit on everything decent in his entire life to get where he is, now suddenly he's embracing the Bible and the Pope, talking about income redistribution. As I say, you know, it's easy to say these things, but where's the money to come from, Bernie and Mr. Francis? I would say that they should sell the Vatican art and also disperse some of the gold. I understand the Vatican's the largest holder of gold in the world. They should sell some of it on the open market and give the money to the poor. And while they're at it, they ought to bring in about a million, let's say, no, not to the Vatican. They should start small, 1,000 Syrian refugees, then I'll believe a word that he says. And while you're at it, Bernie, how many refugees have you taken into your house? How much money have you given to the poor in your life, Bernie? What an age we're living in. But I think Bernie is a good thing for America right now because he's surging ahead of the corrupt one, Hillary. He's surging ahead of her, which would be great. The greatest election in American history could be communist versus capitalist. Bernie Sanders, poor pipsqueak, ugly little college teacher type, against successful, good-looking Republican capitalist Donald Trump. 85-15, 90-10. No matter how many votes they can steal, how many triple votes from New York and Hanging Chad, Florida, no matter how many foreigners manipulate the votes, it's 90-10, 85-15. And Bernie goes on to a very successful career at NPR, subsidized radio, where he could do this every day of the week, like the other clowns who could never make it in commercial radio because nobody would listen to them. But all right, go, Bernie, go. I'm going to support the Bernie campaign. I may send him $20 because I want to see him beat Hillary. Then I want to really see a vote in America because I can guarantee you even the non-citizens who are living here will vote for Trump, not for this communist fool. One thing I know is that poor people will vote for Trump, not him. Poor people who are working actually want somebody who's going to help them make capital and retain capital, not someone who's going to help them not make capital and then take it away from them. Plain English, I'm an immigrant son. I know what I'm talking about. So we got a lot to talk about. You want to join the conversation? The phone number is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. And just remember this, before you talk, and we'll take calls in a moment, you're speaking to an audience about three times larger than at the largest football stadium in the country. I want you to understand that. You may think you're just talking to me, but you're not. I'm so personable, and I have such a power of ability to bond with my audience that they think they're just talking to me, that it's a party line and just making a phone call. Well, okay, that's nice to do if you want to relax, but you're not making a phone call. You're going to be listened to by more people than you've ever met in your life, that you could ever meet in your life. Any 15 minutes, 3 to 4 times larger than the largest football stadium crowd, is listening to this show. So before you speak, think about that. And if you don't think you're up to it, then hang up. But we're going to go to Adam right now on line 3, KFAY Radio. Adam, make your point, please.
Hi there. I wanted to take issue with your comment about the Pope being an adamant socialist. I'm a devout Catholic conservative Republican myself. And, you know, I think first and foremost you need to probably remember that he is a Christian. And I know you are too, Mr. Savage.
No, actually I'm not a Christian, but it's irrelevant what I am. The Pope is espousing naked Marxism in virtually every speech.
But you have to look closely. For instance, if you took a look at his global warming piece, the environment piece, the liberals often overlook many of his pieces within that document, which talk about pro-life and life beginning at conception, etc. So while he has many pieces that the liberals will attach to, they often aren't looking at the other side as well. I need you to.
We're not talking about the other side. That's what we'd expect from a pope, to be against abortion, wouldn't we?
Well, of course.
But we would not expect the Pope to buy lock, stock, and barrel liberation theology of the type that's espoused by tin horn college teachers every day of the week in this country because they have no opponents.
But you have to remember where he's coming from a geographical perspective.
I do know where he's coming from a communist nation. He was handpicked for that reason. He is a liberation theologist. He's identical to Reverend Jeremiah Wright. In almost everything he says, he could be Barack Obama's pope in that regard. Everything he says is about liberation theology.
Yes, capitalism.
He comes from a communist background. You know that. That's, you just said it yourself. What country does he come from?
South America.
That's not a country. That's a continent. What nation in South America did he come from?
Isn't Argentina, correct?
Correct. What is the history of Argentina when he was a young priest, after he was a bouncer? Like The Red and the Black by Stendhal, he made a decision to get ahead in the world, and he knew there was only one way to get ahead, and that was through the church. So he became a lowly priest, and he's such a good politician, he became a bishop. He didn't become a bishop because God chose him, because he's a good politician. So he became a bishop. But what did he use to get there? He agitated the poor his whole life. Just as he's trying to do on the world stage, but it's not playing right now amongst the educated Americans, for example, who know where he comes from, what the heck he's saying. What do you want me to do, kiss his robes because he says he's the Pope?
He served the poor. I mean, sometimes it makes what he says makes us feel uncomfortable because we have to look at ourselves in the face.
No, it doesn't make me uncomfortable at all. I hate communists. I oppose communists. They caused 100 million deaths in the last century. Are you aware of that with this rhetoric? Are you aware what this rhetoric led to in the last century? 100 million deaths. Do you know that?
And I don't think that's not what he's asking for, Mr. Savage.
No, of course not. When Pol Pot, a little Marxist professor like Bernie Sanders, left Cambodia to study Marxism, he went to Paris to study Marxism, and he came back and he instituted all the reforms that Bernie Sanders and the Pope are calling for. What it resulted was the Khmer Rouge, which would be like, let's say, the street thugs in Baltimore, the street thugs in wherever that place is. I forget the other place where they burnt it to the ground. Wherever. Giving them a gun and a badge and telling them to go out and round up anybody with eyeglasses and call them the enemy of the state, and they put them into internment camps, work camps, and it wound up with a mountain of skulls, if you remember. It didn't start with the communist professor Pol Pot wanting to kill millions of people, but that's where this rhetoric leads. Don't you understand that?
I mean, I will agree to disagree. I don't think that's where it leads.
Well, what do you mean disagree? Either you understand history or you know nothing and you're an ignoramus. Either you understand where communism leads or you're an ignoramus. What do you want me to say? Can you show me where communism has worked? What would you use as an example? Cuba?
I'm completely pro-capitalist. I do not agree with Obama's agreement with Cuba.
No, no, I'm asking you. You seem to be telling me that the Pope's vision for a new economic system works. Where? Where does it work?
He does not speak against capitalism. Do many of his ideas...
He certainly is speaking against capitalism. Every other word out of this communist Pope's mouth is anti-capitalist.
See, he's coming to the United States, and we'll find out here soon. What is
Pope blames refugee crisis on the god of money and a socioeconomic system that is bad and unjust. What would you say that is?
You're trying to lead me down the path to put words in my mouth.
No, those are the Pope's words. I didn't put those words in your Pope's mouth. He gave an interview with the Portugal-based Radio Renascença yesterday, which you didn't hear yet. But he said that the current refugee crisis is being caused by a, quote, bad, unjust socioeconomic system that worships the god of money.
True. I mean, a lot of that is true. And you can't deny that. And I want to point out...
Wait, what did you just say? Then why are these refugees running to the god of money in Germany, then, if money is so bad?
Because it works. You cannot be obsessed with money. You're focused.
Wait, what do you mean it works? What the hell are you saying? You're saying two things at once.
Absolutely, and that's what capitalism is. Capitalism is only as good. Capitalism can go astray if capitalism goes too far. If we focus more...
All right, so now you're an economic expert. So what would you do to fix our broken system, since you're an expert on the economy?
What would I do to fix the economy? Have a balanced budget.
You'd have a balanced budget, so that would mean that the whole precept of Marxism would come to a crashing halt. Obama's printing money, which is what they do in socialist countries, in order to buy off the poor. So how could you do both things at once?
Pope Francis is just saying, listen, take the focus off...
Francis is a double-talking Marxist agitator of the type that the church would have excommunicated 30 years ago. 30 years ago, the Catholic Church opposed people like this. 30 years ago, the church fought people like this. 20 years ago, the church opposed people like him. Very much like America did 20 years ago with Barack Obama. Obama and the Pope and Bernie Sanders are preaching from the same exact prayer book. They're singing the same verses. And it was written by a very famous composer named Karl Marx. My friends, I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So the corruption in the political system is well established. There's no point talking about it. You call them corruptitions, you know exactly what we're talking about. But the corruption of the church is something that needs to be discussed. When you see a pope who is overtly political, who is so out of his league when it comes to climate science, that it's not even laughable, it's just something that you cannot believe would be going on. He has as much knowledge of climate science as Al Sharpton. I loved hearing Al Sharpton a few weeks ago mumbling about the pollution, the pollutant carbon dioxide. I couldn't believe, well, we got it, minority neighborhoods are affected more by pollution like carbon dioxide than other neighborhoods. Haven't heard from him since. Someone dummied him up pretty good. He set the climate movement back about 15 years. Now the Pope's coming. Why doesn't he just stick to Catholic doctrine? Why doesn't he just talk about morality, the sale of baby body parts by Planned Parenthood, how they should all be in prison, that even Hitler didn't sell baby body parts? Why doesn't he talk about the religion of pieces called Islam and what it's doing to Christians in the Middle East? Why does he talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton's failed Arab Spring policies led to the Syrian and Libyan refugee crisis? Why does he talk about immoral behavior in America instead of promoting immoral behavior around the world? Why? Because he's a liberation theologist. By selling weakness, he can buy forgiveness. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Left his galoshes in San Francisco, and now he can't walk in the streets. Owing to the corrupticians who run the city of San Francisco, etc. Sing it, Tony. So in the last hour, we talked about the communist pope coming to town to talk about issues that he knows nothing about. The only thing he knows about climatology is that when it rains, his Vatican aides hold an umbrella up over his head. Yet he's now an expert on climate science. Then he says our economic system is flawed. It's poison. It's no good. Blames the refugee crisis on the god of money. Bad, unjust socioeconomic system that worships the god of money. What a liar. How can you people not see through this? Just stirring up the masses against the middle class like this? Right out of the communist playbook, which is how he got where he got in the corrupt South American nation that he rose in. So the corruption and the arising around the world of communism is something to behold. And the only thing we have against it is Donald Trump. He's so popular amongst even poor, amongst minorities, that he's just liable to win. I hope he does. And I hope that eventually we see a final slug out between capitalism and liberation theology. That would be Trump versus this sad sack throwback 1940s, 1930s Union Square agitator Bernie Sanders. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Here's another story I saw that caught my attention. I had to read it twice to understand it. Million-dollar listing star and his husband suffer miscarriage. I thought that they miswrote something. I said, wait a minute, million-dollar listing star and his husband? Don't they mean in her husband? Wait a minute, so I read it again. Million-dollar listing star and his husband? So a man can't suffer a miscarriage. So they've perverted the language itself. Do you understand how crazy this country has become? I don't care, guys are gay. Now they have to change the language. This is my husband. This is my wife. They point to another man and say, this is my wife. You say, no, what are you talking about? It's another man. No, it's my wife. Well, the guy says, I'm the wife of that man. Okay, what does this do to your children? Twists their mind. Do you have any idea why Islam is making inroads around the world? Do you have any idea that there's a limit to how much people can take? Well, maybe you'll find out one day that it's not all about Israel. And it really is not all about American foreign policy. Maybe it's about American liberal social policies. Did you ever think about that? Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who don't understand how you can read this and not say somebody's crazy. The million-dollar listing real estate agent and his partner, Derek, lost twins they were expecting via surrogate. I'm sad to share we've had a failed pregnancy, he wrote. I have cried so much that I can't cry anymore. Well, I'll leave it at that. Go explain that to your children. Can you play the other song I asked for so I can start the hour over again and make believe I didn't even read that? How could he sing like that? Don't know. There are some gifted people that come along. You know, okay, I got good insights. I connect the dots, whether it's in musicology, climatology, theology, ecology. It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. And I will now open it up to calls. I think I'm going to run through all the calls, 30 seconds or less. And then we'll clear the board and start again. And then at the 30 minutes after the hour, we have a columnist from the San Francisco newspaper, Phil Mateer, who's going to disclose a little bit more about the Willie Brown case. It's really not the Willie Brown case when you think about it. It's how a major pair of political players, including Willie Brown, helped a man who allegedly punched his girlfriend 100 times over half an hour, all recorded on security cameras, walk. This is something you wouldn't even see in a movie. You'd say if it was a movie set in the 1950s when they could get away with this kind of stuff, maybe I would believe it. But it's happening in black and white right now in San Francisco. Why? Jeremiah, WABC, 30 seconds or less, fire. What's on your mind? What's the dud? I hit the button and no one's there. Next case, we move on. I hit the wrong button. Okay, my mistake. We'll start again. Line 8, Jeremiah, WABC, what's on your mind?
In the 1950s, Joe Stalin said the greatest enemy of communism is the Catholic Church. Therefore, we must infiltrate their seminaries. And they did. He's here. And it's been recognized along the way that there have been many socialist-leaning and socialistly committed priests and nuns. It was recognized by Pope Paul at first in 1966.
And the 100% right. As a matter of fact, there is a rebellion brewing in the Vatican, and this corrupt pope has actually fired and demoted very highly placed Vatican officials who oppose his communist policies. Are you aware that they're trying to stir up a revolution against him because of what he's doing?
Oh, yes. And, you know, he's doing exactly what Obama has done with our military and all of our other programs. So,
yes,
you
know, 100% right. These are diehard, lockstep, anti-American, anti-capitalist, very dangerous people, and they're winning.
And my final point is this. I was really trained as formerly as a Marxist in our university system back in the 70s. So I studied Karl Marx, Lenin, everything with some of the most radical people at the time. I won't mention any names. However, I really understand Marxism, socialism. And like I told you, call screener, my ex-friends who are all socialists and professors, they are jumping for joy because they know that the socialist revolution has come to America, and it's done. It's complete. They have their socialist communist leader in the White House. Even though you don't hear much about the term socialist communism, you know, you have a throwback like Bernie Sanders, whatever his name is, who sounds just like, you know, one of those old professors. You hit it on the head.
Yeah. I can read Bernie Sanders because I'm originally from New York, and I met Jews like him as a child. They were the laughing stock of the Jewish people I knew. They used to laugh at guys like him. These were 10th-rate intellectuals. They would scream in Union Square on a soapbox. Now suddenly he's been given a stage, and he's espousing what is comical, by the way.
But, you know,
But you're saying something else. What you're saying is what he's espousing in a crude way and in a naked way is what the Pope is espousing in a more elegant way and in a way that the slick, smooth Barack Obama says in another way.
Exactly so.
Right. But the naked, if you were to strip them bare of their edifice, what you have is Bernie Sanders. That's more or less what we're agreeing upon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how did you escape this indoctrination?
I was committed to it for just about 30 years, and the piece that really woke me up was 9/11. You know, I know you were talking about that last week. That was the wake up, and that was when I realized that there.
Yes, because we had been infiltrated by the left to such an extent that our border controls were destroyed, and Muslims marched into America through Boston's Logan Airport and bombed us on 9/11, and that was because of liberalism. I understand that.
That's right. So, you know, so all of what...
And now Obama has brought in 1 million Muslims since he's president, 3 million Muslims since 9/11. Can this country ever survive?
The one question that we really have to ask seriously, can there ever be another honest election here? If this is now a socialist, communist country, you know, did they ever have honest elections in Russia or China?
No. Look at San Francisco and you'll see what's coming on a federal, on a national level.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you know, I'm with you. I mean, I love Donald Trump, but, you know, and I pray for him. But, you know, let's not be surprised if something happens.
Yeah, I get it. Don't even finish the sentence. Don't finish the sentence. I know we're living in a banana republic. It could be anything, any day. I get it. The minute they take him really seriously, he's a threat to the communist machine. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it wouldn't be they who pulled the trigger either. It would be one of the poor, undocumented, poor aliens who did it because he was insulted.
Yeah, them or some, you know, extreme ex-military, you know.
Yeah, they get a Timothy McVeigh who they brainwash and release on drugs. Another one.
Right, a deranged vet.
Deranged vet who slipped through the cracks. He didn't get the social services he needed. Right. Came from the movie theater in Aurora, Illinois, where he's watching Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And he came with 43 weapons. I get the picture, which is why they want to disarm America. That's the last linchpin, by the way, of a communist takeover, is taking our guns away. You know that, don't you?
Yeah,
can you name one communist country where anyone can own a gun? Name one.
None. None.
Name one. Do the Castros permit anyone to own a shotgun? No. Does Kim Jong mentally ill permit anyone to own a pea shooter? No. Because they know that the police state that they run could not survive if the people were armed. Okay, listen, my friend, you're a very educated man. Thank God you made the transition to a normal person. As I have mentioned before, my magnum opus will be out in October, but just around the corner. It is entitled Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, Who Did It, How They Did It, What They Plan, What We Can Do to Stop Them. And I will send you a free copy the minute it's out. Please stay on the line. We'll get your name, and we will send you one when it arrives in the warehouse. And the rest of you, if you want to get your mitts on a first printing, please go to Amazon.com and grab a copy before it's out in the bookstores. It'll probably be the second printing at that point. That brings us to 17 minutes after the hour. Time for another song and another call in a minute. It's 1:17. It's early yet. 1:17 on the West. I keep saying it's all around the world because people listen in Dubai, in Israel, Australia. I have a psychic who listens to me in Australia and sends me letters now, what she predicts for me. Did I tell you I went to a psychic today? I know you don't believe, many of you don't believe in any of that. I do. I mean, I pray to God and nothing happens a lot of the time. In fact, the psychic who said to me, how's your relationship with Creator? And she didn't say the Creator, she said Creator. She said, how is your relationship with Creator? You know what I answered? I thought for a moment, and I said very much like that of Mother Teresa. Sometimes he hears me, sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes I know he's ever present, and sometimes I don't know if he exists. And she went, It was very interesting. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So where do you want me to go with the show right now? At the bottom of the hour, we have the San Francisco Chronicle journalist on. Phil Matera about why Willie Brown took on a high-profile domestic violence case. It's beyond comprehension. On tape, a guy is seen beating his girlfriend, and the lawyers get the tape thrown out, saying that the police didn't have a warrant. Meanwhile, the prosecutors argued that the guy who did it could have erased the video had police waited to obtain a warrant. Doesn't that make sense? Well, it would if you didn't live in San Francisco. It's one cozy little family, all at the opera with gowns by Escudillo Renta, all wearing demented floral gowns that are not made for a girl over 13. It's unbelievable to me. Women 50, 60, floral gowns they're wearing now, made for girls 14 years old who are anorexic. You got these hags wearing them. I never saw anything. It looked like they pulled drapes off the wall, like they pulled the curtains at Eloise Valencia from Queens and bought them on eBay. Authentic curtains from Queens, New York, 1950s, would make excellent gowns for women in San Francisco at the opera opening. On eBay, buy it by the yard, put a name on it, Oscar de la Yenta. Oh, yes, it's nice living in this. If you don't have a sense of humor, it's kind of eat your heart out. But if you laugh at it and see it for what it is, it's a comic strip. Except people are dying, getting beaten up. You know, it's the second high-profile wife abuse case where this high-profile individual walked. The other guy's still a sheriff. How do they get away with it? I thought that they're for women. Where are the women's rights group in San Francisco? That's a laugh. That's a real laugh. Women's rights groups in San Francisco. Have they said one word about the rapes, the murders, the kidnappings, the sale on slave blocks of Christian and Yazidi women? There are no women's rights groups. They're special rights groups under the guise of women's rights groups, the same as all the other left-wing fanatics. I don't know if I even want to talk about this now. I think I'll do a Bernie Sanders for a minute. I tried it yesterday. I don't have the time to do it. Play any Bernie Sanders. I'll try to mock him. That's all. Give me a Bernie.
My view, it would be hard for anyone in this room today to make the case that the United States of America, our great country, a country which all of us love.
You don't love anything, you lousy communist atheist bum.
That we are a just society.
You liar, you.
Anything resembling
you sick thing, you.
Society today.
You're a filthy communist.
In the United States of America today.
Listen to the bashing.
There is massive injustice.
You lying
piece of
garbage. In terms of
income and wealth inequality. Injustice is rampant.
See, this is the kind of crap your children have to listen to on campuses across America, because the fifth-rate intellectuals have no competition and the kids are scared of them. Now you're seeing it nakedly exposed by this street agitator, Bernie Sanders. Massive income inequality. 50% of the bums don't work. The whole world's rushing to get in here and there's income inequality. Where do you think the money comes from, you lousy liar, you? It comes from hardworking men like Michael Savage, not like failures like you who can only go into government. Failures like you go into government because you don't have the brains or the guts to make it anywhere else, Bernie.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Now we turn to the one-party system of California, especially San Francisco. I saw an article the other day in San Francisco by Phil Mateo, why Willie Brown took on a high-profile domestic violence case. And it was about a guy who I never heard of, who beat 45 felony domestic violence charges in San Francisco after he allegedly punched his girlfriend 100 times over half an hour in his Rincon Hill penthouse, all recorded by in-home security cameras. The rest, by the way, would take a Hollywood movie to describe how this guy walked. And Phil Mateo wrote the story. He is now joining us on the Savage Nation. Phil, thank you for writing a story like this. I was shocked it got published locally. How did you even get it published?
Let's start with something right off the top, Michael. We're going to have to credit also, I want to call credit Jeff Elder at the Wall Street Journal, who went down and dug through some emails in some court filings, and some obscure court filings, because this story is bigger than just Willie Brown, okay? You're hitting the nail on the head as far as the one-party system. What we have here is a young tech millionaire, multimillionaire, mega millionaire, who's heading up an ad tech company called Radium One. And they're about to do that thing called IPOs, which usually means boatloads of money coming in. Stock option sales.
Right.
He gets into this jam. Now, on the board with him, Steve Wesley, another mega millionaire, who also happened to run and win the job of being California state controller. He's on the board with Radium One, and from what the Wall Street Journal pulled up, and we were able to confirm, he calls Willie Brown after this happened, says, look, this could jeopardize a lot of things, this young man's future, but also possibly the stock option. What can you do to help?
Okay, so Willie Brown wants $1 million retainer. What happens next?
Well, Willie Brown, according to Willie Brown, says, yeah, it's going to take at least $1 million. Because this is a complicated case, and it's an unsavory case. And Willie Brown is an attorney. And he puts together a legal team. He puts together a legal team to explore all the aspects of it. So the $1 million is, he takes $250,000 up front, mm-hmm. Together a legal team to explore all the aspects of it. And Wesley seems to think that he's also going to get the DA to back down, that Willie Brown's influence is big enough that he's going to be able to grease the skids to get the district attorney to back down. Obviously, the guy didn't know either Willie Brown, who wouldn't necessarily cross any line, as you know. He's not going to cross any line that gets him personally in trouble. And he doesn't know George Gascon, because George Gascon and Willie Brown don't get along. And George Gascon wasn't going to toss 45 felony charges of domestic violence for anybody, because one, it would be wrong, and two, it would cost him his election.
So given that what you say is true, and I don't know that it's 100% true, how in the world can the defense throw out the video footage of this man allegedly beating his girlfriend, saying that the police seized it without a warrant, when we all know that had they waited for a warrant and gone to this corrupt court system, that tape would have been erased anyway, right?
Yeah. Now, that is what this thing hangs on, and that's what when we first got this story and we were first covering it, that was what everybody was wondering and screaming about, was how can a tape, how do we have a legal system that says it's illegal for you to take a tape, for the officers responsible to take a tape that could wind up getting erased? But you've nailed it on the head. That is our court system that sits around and says, what? You can't believe it's true. And that swung them down. And then the girlfriend didn't testify. So they've gotten all of a sudden...
Well, let me ask you this. Here's what's troubling. Many people are emailing me and saying this. If a cop walks from a case, the federal justice department moves in and files the case again on a federal level. Why have we not seen any interest on a federal level? Is it because it's all one Democrat machine? I mean, honestly.
Well, I... politics of it go, let's look at the obvious. When do they decide to go in and do a federal investigation? When?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't know. You tell me when. When? When it's a white cop?
When it's politically...
Whenever it's a white, when it's a white cop, I think that the Justice Department just suddenly moves into action.
In this case, they decided they don't see it as a misrepresentation of justice because the judge threw it out. Now, possibly if the judge had kept it in, I don't know. Those are the politics that you speak of, not me. But yes, it's one of those things that's a head-scratcher. So anyway, the guy winds up getting fired later on anyway. Willie Brown returns all but 50,000 of it. I asked him, why would you do this? And he said...
Yeah, well, let's forget Willie Brown for a minute. He's smart enough to know how to play the game no matter what happens, so good for him. The case is not about Willie Brown. It's about the guy who allegedly beat the girl. How come she didn't testify, Phil?
I can't say for sure. You know, Michael, that is one of those things that in domestic violence cases, they don't even let you know the name of the person. Okay, that's to protect their privacy.
Is that true? No one even knows who she is?
Right. Now, the prosecutors know who she is, the defense know who she is, but her name is not made public. And you ask for a domestic violence report, you're not going to get the names. You just...
Wow.
Okay?
That's interesting.
So, how did
you... know, it's interesting to me. Come on, Phil, you live in the same city I do. Here is the second high-profile domestic violence case from a high-ranked individual where the guy walks. Look at the sheriff, Murky Kami. He's a sheriff after such a similar situation. How is that possible? Where are the women's groups screaming about it, Phil?
Women's groups were screaming about Mercurimi, and his case, to be honest, wasn't even close to this. We're talking about an arm grab versus this, okay? His wasn't, and the women's group did scream, and he was tossed out of, he was suspended by the mayor, and he did plead guilty, and the mayor said, I want you out of that job, but the board of supervisors kept him in, and part possibly because they agreed with his progressive politics, but whatever the case, the mayor was overstepping his bounds, and he stayed in, just like the judge decided that the cops had overstepped their bounds in this case. Does it
Who is the judge? How could a judge throw these tapes out with a straight face and get away with it? Who is Brendan Conroy?
Brendan Conroy, he's been around for a long time, pretty relaxed guy, not a firebrand on any side one way or the other. And on that question, I think you're going to have to get a lawyer to answer, because I think it happens other places as well as here. How many times are we reporting things that you say, that looks like a slam dunk, and all of a sudden it goes away once you go into the courtroom?
Usually in a case like this where there's such an egregious miscarriage of justice, you wouldn't have written the article. The Wall Street Journal wouldn't have written about it if it wasn't so egregious. Aren't there usually a follow-up case where they say something's wrong and they retry the case? Who would that be? Who would retry it? The state? The feds? Who would do it?
It would be the state or the feds, but as far as I know, no one's asked and no one's offered.
Yeah, no. Come on, please. This machine is so solid and there's no opposition party. So this is over. It's done. And that's the end of it. So in San Francisco, you can beat your wife and get away with it if you know the right attorney and judge. That's all. What can I say? Phil, look, all I got to say is it's an interesting article. I never thought it would appear in the SF Chronicle, but it did. And I personally was very interested because I thought it was so amazing to see a girl beaten so badly, allegedly, 100 times, and the guy who does it gets away with it? It's unbelievable to me.
You know something? I'm not going to argue, but I got to go and get back to work. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, in other words, he didn't want to say any more for fear of upsetting the apple cart here in San Francisco. All right, as you would expect, he covered his bases with all of his friends, and that's to be expected. He's got to watch out for his back end, and everyone does. One hand washes the other. He doesn't want to burn his bridges with all of the players. And that's San Francisco for you. I guess the only reward now is for the former state controller who was a board member of Radium One and a friend of Shalal will now be the governor. That's how you rise in San Francisco. The bigger the crime, the bigger the... You know, I was thinking about a new slogan. Donald Trump's slogan is Make America Great Again, right? Is that what he says in his hats? Make America Great Again? I think Bernie Sanders should put out a hat that says Make America Hate Again. I just sent that to Donald, and I said, please use that in your campaign speeches from now on. Because everything that comes out of Bernie Sanders' mouth is about making America hate again. Everything. He stirs up hatred against the middle class and makes believe he isn't doing it. And it's good. It's good to see this man doing exactly what communists have always done. It's good to see the man doing what's done on the campuses of America, American universities, on a national level, so you can see what your poor children have to put up with. All right, let's move on to other topics. There's an interesting article in the San Francisco newspaper, which I never, ever expected to see. Never in a million years did I think it would even be published. But I learned today it came out of the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, Phil had to run away because he knew the next question would have gotten him into a little hot water with those who control him. They probably didn't even want him to come on the show because he's no friend of mine. Believe me, he's part of the other side of the aisle. Let's put it to you that way. But, hey, different strokes for different folks. Let's go to the callers. KCMO, Marianne out of Kansas City. Marianne, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes. I'm a post-abortive mother, and I left the Catholic Church for 33 years. I'm a revert. I come back in 07. And all I see are church and this pope scares me. It reminds me of Hitler in the day when Hitler went into the churches, took down the crosses, and put up the SS flag, how he took the Bible out and put the manifesto on the altars. I don't see our pope talking about what a priest to do with homosexual union. I do not call it a marriage. And about Islam, that they don't believe in God and how cruel they are to women. I don't hear him talking about euthanasia like they were trying to pass in California under this.
Well, they just passed it, by the way. That they found time to do, the degenerates in Sacramento. The degenerates in Sacramento found time to pass assisted suicide. My answer to that is I only wish they'd follow their own advice. They passed it at midnight last Friday. By 1 a.m. Saturday morning, they should have followed the law. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. I get it. Why is it that the atheist left seems to be in favor of the sale of baby body parts, massive abortion, assisted suicide, and yet they defend mass murderers? They're against the death penalty. What is this about their psyche? What is it about this demented thing called liberalism? This illness, this mental illness that wants to rush itself to death and wants babies to be chopped up and sold as body parts, and yet they defend mass murderers. What is it about this mental disorder, Marianne? What you're saying is you wish the Pope addressed more about it, I think is what you're saying.
Abortion is a severance of the soul of God. I know. I experienced it. Unfortunately, I had 5 abortions. Now I speak out in a peaceful, loving way, and I try to help post-abortive mothers and fathers. I get little support. I speak once a year on the United States Supreme Court steps during the March.
All right. I hear you. I appreciate it. So let's go to 30 seconds or less, and we'll go to Patrick on WBAP in Dallas. The show is heard in almost 260 stations. Patrick on BAP in Dallas, thank you for listening. What's your point?
Dr. Savage, pleasure to talk to you. I'm also a devout Catholic, but I do tend to agree with your assessment of our Pope. I may have a little bit lighter view. I may not have the same strong rhetoric that you use, but I do tend to agree with you. I was a big Pope Francis supporter when he first came out, because my view was that he was being, I thought he was just very politically astute and was being very sly and was trying to bring in folks and get the attention of the liberals and the Catholic haters, if you will, and get their attention by making some of the statements.
Well, let me interject. So let me interject so there's no confusion. I'm a Catholic lover. I have been on radio for 21 years. I have defended the Pope, who was Pope during Hitler's time, who the left smeared. I have defended Catholicism against attacks during the priest molestation scandal. But I will not defend communism. I don't care whether it comes out of Bernie Sanders' mouth, Obama's mouth, or the Pope's mouth. It's all exactly the same rhetoric.
Now, you're right. You're right, Dr. Savage. And I get myself in a little bit of trouble with some of my friends and family and my pastor and whatnot.
Well, of course, because they are adherents of a faith, and they believe that you have to worship the man, not the faith. But the Pope is only a man. He is not God. And there are flawed men. And then there are some very flawed men. And then there are some very deceptive men. Okay? You know, so don't assume that just because a man has a name or an office that he's somehow better than everybody else. He can be worse than everybody else. as we have learned through history.
Position.
Some of the worst people rise to the highest places. I don't have to name them. What is everyone who rises to the top somehow divinely better than the rest of us? Okay, Trump says make America great again. Bernie Sanders says make America hate again. Get out your Bernie Sanders hat. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. It is the Savage Nation. Time is 55 minutes after the hour. Let's go to MichaelSavage.com, the home of borders, language, culture. Top right, Bill Clinton's office check with the State Department while his lady ran it on whether he could give a paid speech to a group with ties to Iran. You like that little story, huh? It's nice to have a wife in the government. You know, it's not the only couple like that. I mean, you have Dianne Feinstein, runs a big Senate committee. Her husband's a businessman. You've got Mrs. Pelosi in Congress. Her husband's a businessman. Did I say anything's wrong? It's just the way things are in America. It's a seamless connection. You run your wife for office and you run your business. That way you get a little help from your friends. It goes back to the 60s. You get high with a little help from your friends, you get by with a little help from your friends. That's why I call it government zero. No borders, no language, no culture. Incidentally, for those of you who are Pope watching, to see how a man like this, an ex-bouncer, could become a pope and then espouse naked Marxism, which is opposed to everything the Catholic Church stands for, and then who knows nothing about science, espouse the equivalent of the Lysenko view of heredity, which I discuss in great detail in Government Zero. For those of you who read, I wouldn't expect anyone in San Francisco to read. They only read the newspapers and the blogs. But for those of you who still read books, Government Zero will be another New York Times bestseller, as sure as I'm standing here. I've had eight of them, by the way. They don't sell in San Francisco. They're not allowed in San Francisco. In fact, my great novels about San Francisco are not allowed to be read here or talked about here because I'm so brutally honest. But nevertheless, the nonfiction book Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, has an entire chapter entitled Lenin's Pope. 8,000 words about Lenin's Pope, his background, his foreground, where he's come from, where he's trying to take the world. Lenin's Pope, all in Government Zero on Amazon.com.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I think people can trust me to fight for them and to fight for their families. I have a long track record of standing up and really working hard to help people solve their problems, to have better lives. I did it as a first lady. I did it as a senator. I did it as secretary of state. I would do it again as president. I want to be the president who solves the big problems, works to keep us safe in the world, deals with terrorism, climate change. But I also want to be the president who helps families figure out what they do about those problems that keep them up at night.
Sounds like Hillary really wants to be a late night talk show. She wants to figure out what they do about those problems that keep them up at night. Like, what does that mean? She's going to help men with impotence problems? What, she's going to give out government Viagra? What do you mean help them with problems that keep them up at night? We know that her campaign is over. She's finished. She's flamed out. And we know that the rising star on the left is the most overtly stupid candidate they could ever have picked. And that is Bernie Sanders, who is Barack Obama without any finesse. Bernie Sanders is a naked Barack Obama who just doesn't think because he can't think. That's why he is what he is. But he shows you the naked stupidity of the radical left. And that's what we've been talking about. Phone number here is 855-407-2282. We've touched other topics. We've talked about the weather in L.A., how God struck L.A. with rain, threw the warmest into a fit, because they had to put their warmest agenda aside with the mudslides and the rain. And we talked about the Pope, Lenin's Pope, 8,000 words in my forthcoming 100,000-word book called Government Zero. Very important book, because if anyone owns the topic of illegal immigration, it's me. It's not the other malarkey throwers out there who are Johnny-come-latelys to the issue. I was trying to warn you about borders being broken back in 94. One bestseller after another were about borders, language, and culture. And the sine qua non of all my books, the magnus opus, is Government Zero, and that's out next month. It's coming up fast. Now, you won't read about it on any website. Maybe WorldNet Daily will cover it. Maybe Newsmax. That's about it. As you well know, I am persona non grata. As you well know, I am banned on all websites. I'm banned on all television shows. And somehow little old me survives with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. And I do get high with a little help from my friends, because I get very high on this radio show. It's the highest 3 hours of my day. The other 21 hours are horrible. Terrible, filled with arthritic pain, fears, doubts, loneliness, sadness, questions of mortality, bad food, indigestion, pyorrhea, you name it. All of the vicissitudes of life that everyone else faces. But the 3 hours a day that I'm on the radio, I fly like an eagle. So welcome to the Eagle's Nest, Savage Nation. That's a joke for those who know. I'm just doing it to provoke them a little bit. And here we are. If you want to call the show, phone number is 855-407-282. We have some good sound. We have some good articles. Now Obama's pushing student aid for illegal aliens, even though there are federal prohibitions against it. He doesn't want to lose a voter anywhere he tries. And I think he ought to really just sign up everyone in Mexico and China and give them little red books to go with it. Then for sure Hillary Clinton could win that way, because no other way she could win. Sanders on Liberty University speech, I don't try to convince evangelicals about my view on abortion. Abortion rights. Abortion. I don't want to ridicule him today. We'll use these tomorrow. I'm not in a Bernie Sanders mood. Here's something that Trump said that I find interesting. It's controversial. Let's play clip 13 and see what the audience thinks about it.
We 13, want- let's hear it. People to be in our country legally, legally. And we want great people too. We want people of achievement. If you go to Harvard or Stanford or the Wharton School of Finance or any of these schools or Yale, and you're the top in your class, you graduate, you want to stay in the United States and you want to have your career here. You can't. They throw you out. They put you back in China. They send you back to Mexico. They said, those are the people. We need those people. We need them in Silicon Valley. We need them in Manhattan. We need them in Dallas. We need them.
Now, there's more to it. It says, why are we throwing them out? He says, we are throwing them out even though they want to be here. That was the rest of the soundbite. Well, I'm not so sure I agree with him, because this is the rhetoric of Silicon Valley. This is what Silicon Valley wants, which is cheap labor. I mean, don't make the mistake, any mistake about it. Sure, if you're going to make a differential of what kind of legal immigrants you want educated legal immigrants. I mean, no one would argue with that. Or you could do what Canada did and establish a minimal amount of money that you invest in order to become a citizen. That's fine. But it's way past the time when a radical socialist writes, give us your tired, you're poor, and you're hungry, and they slap it on the Statue of Liberty. I explained to you that that was put on the Statue of Liberty around 1904 when there was no welfare state. They came here to work in factories, by and large. There was no welfare waiting for the tired, the poor, and the hungry. They came here to work their behinds off, as my ancestors did, period. We didn't take them in like a bunch of bums to sit around in an apartment and get government handouts. So it's a little different than give me your tired, you're poor, and you're hungry. Emma Lazarus wrote that. I believe she was a radical lesbian feminist, incidentally, of her time. Oh, yeah. Yes, nothing new under the sun. You know, there's something I don't understand, which is why is it that people who are gay generally are oriented towards socialism? How does that work? What do they think? That they're treated better in socialist countries? Where? Which socialist country treats gays better? The socialist paradise of North Korea? The Iranian socialist paradise treats gays better? I don't quite understand that thinking. Can anyone explain that to me? Well, anyway, let's move on. .com. Move on. Savage. Let us see what's in the news. I like this story, but they won't say. A monk accused of looting temple to feed blackjack addiction was funny. That's hilarious. I personally never met a monk I didn't like. I see them in Indian buffets that I eat in. We eat the same food. We cross hands over the chicken tub. Tennessee, no, I don't want to read that. It's too inflammatory. U.S. has admitted 3 million Muslims since 9/11. You don't want to hear about that. Let's see what else. Oh, here, the monk job. The monk. Monk accused of looting temple of $150,000 for blackjack addiction. A blackjack-addicted Buddhist monk from Louisiana was arrested at LaGuardia Airport and charged with looting his own temple of roughly $150,000 to fund weekly casino binges. Kang Lee, the top monk at the Vietnamese Buddhist Association of Lafayette, Louisiana, appeared in full religious garb Monday in Brooklyn federal court and will likely be sent back to his home state to face the federal rap. There is no generalization. But I think it'll be fun to see him in court. And all the bleeding heart liberals saying he made a mistake, he didn't mean it, he didn't know the language, he thought he was borrowing when it says in his religion that it's not borrowing, it's actually transferring, and transferring in his religious dialect does not actually mean stealing. It means a matter of sharing, and he thought he was actually sharing it with the poor Indians in the casino. He really didn't know that he was stealing it. It's your cultural imperialism that would have you believe he thought he was stealing the money. He didn't even know that gambling was gambling. He thought it was a way of dispersing the Buddhist money to Indians. And so if you would only put down your cultural imperialism and see it from his point of view, you get the picture. Little cartoon there. Here's Hillary Clinton with another screamer. She's really groping. You got to hear this one. Again, talking about the glass ceiling. Oh, poor women again. Poor little women like Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer. Poor little women underrepresented in America. In clip 14, let's hear that
one. I think
one.
It means that one of the last barriers to imagination, aspiration, is gone. Not just for little girls, but little boys too. Because I think it's important that every child in our country has the feeling that he or she could grow up to be president or be you or do whatever they wanted to. If you break that glass ceiling for girls and you have a woman in the White House, it sends a great message here at home and around the world.
Again, the glass ceiling. 1980s rhetoric suddenly rehashed. It's like she's flying a Boeing 707 in an age of the Dreamliner, the 777. She's still flying a 707. And I'm sorry, the gas coming up in the middle of it wasn't very ladylike. You hear that? She was the gas coming back up on her. She must have hit a barbecue there before the, what does she think, she's on talk radio? Where you can do a thing like that? Lucky for us is that we don't have to have any dignity. You're with me 3 hours a day for 20 years, you understand. I eat during a show, so things like that happen. But if you're going to be all so Miss Dainty ladylike, you don't belch during an interview. Whew. I don't know, that could win her a big crowd. That could get her the Kardashian crowd. That could get her the whole Kanye West crowd right there, the belching during a delivery. Well, there's other sound. I think I want to take the callers. All right, 30 seconds or less. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. Line 3, Marie, KSFO, what's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Savage, I love your program. I'm calling from the Bay Area. There's a fine point that I think that you could appreciate tremendously, and that is when these popes, and they have through centuries, have given us encyclicals. These letters are a letter kind of fatherly-like about their opinion, but it's not the dogma of the church. And to get dogma changed is going to take a lot. Now, unless these cardinals have turned to the kind of ilk that our Supreme Court has turned to, you're going to find a struggle with them. That's why there's a lot of blowback in the Vatican right now from some of these guys. They don't like the way he's going.
Oh, so I really don't know the politics of the Vatican. So what you're saying is these are his opinions only, and he's getting them from far-left radicals who work for him.
Correct, and it makes traction with the press. Now, I'm not spouting anybody's show, but I can tell you, as an intelligent person that you are, If you'd like to hear better, it's best to hear from our theologians who speak on religious radio stations, because they're warning us all the time that the rhetoric of the media, they take one thing they say, he says, and they run the other way.
Whoa, wait a minute. No, I know what the Pope says because I read it identical. I read it from what he says. I'm not getting it from anywhere else. The man is espousing Marxist doctrine.
It does sound that way. I'm not defending him.
What do you mean it does sound that way? Let me read it to you because you don't know what I know. I have to find it for you now. You're making me go backwards, but I'll do it. I have to go do it. I'll do it. I'll risk the whole show to find it. He gave an interview just yesterday in Portugal where he espoused absolute naked Marxism. Here, Pope blames refugee crisis on the God of money and a socioeconomic system that is bad and unjust. That's what he said. That's not a misinterpretation. It was an interview with a Portugal-based Radio Renascença. And the Pope declared that the current crisis in Europe is being caused by a, quote, bad, unjust socioeconomic system that worships the God of money. Now, if that's not classic Marxism, what is?
Again, that's his opinion. That is not the opinion of the Church.
Well, of course, but that's what I'm trying to refute. First of all, it's a lie. Secondly, it's hypocritical. Thirdly, it stirs up class warfare. Fourthly, it stirs up hatred for those of us who work all the time to create the wealth that these people are rushing to get. What are they running into my evil country for? What, to starve here? They're rushing in to take what I earn.
Look, as a staunch Catholic, I am not arguing with you because you defend my religion many, many times.
Well, but I'm glad you know that, but I wish the Catholic League knew that.
What?
Yeah, I wish the Catholic League stood apart from the Pope on his communism. Listen, my friend, I appreciate it. Stay in the line. Give us your number. I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero because I have a whole chapter. It's actually one of the major chapters called Lenin's Pope. 8,000 words with references on who he is, where he came from, what he's saying, and where he's trying to take the world. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Here's an intriguing story. Chelsea Clinton is surprised that voters hate her mother. She describes her mother as a hero, and she doesn't know why people hate her mother. She's a real genius, that daughter of theirs. Remember, she got a job at a news organization for $400,000 a year, lasted about 4 minutes. She said she's a bit shocked at the reception her mother's getting from voters. On today's show on a national Bolshevik network, spoke of the presidential hopeful mother's disfavor with the voters, and she can't figure it out. And she doesn't know why people ascribe the words dishonest, untrustworthy, and liar. It's always surprising to me, said the smart daughter, because my mom is my hero and one of the people that I admire and love most in the world. I mean, what is the point of this? What is the point of running your daughter out there? Like, does anyone believe the daughter any more than the mother? You know, the apple doesn't fall, etc. You know, there's a poll I don't believe. Carson and Ty with Trump. You really want to hear about these polls? Carson and virtual Ty with Trump. So who does the poll? The New York Times, very reliable, with CBS News. I mean, they're really reliable. They're so reliable that you got to believe it. That Carson and Trump are tied. Yeah, right. No way in the world. Carson can't win. I was a Carson supporter, and I think he'd be a very good, secretary of this or that. He cannot run a country. The man has never run a business. Impossible. Look what we have with a, I would call him an intellectual, Obama, just for the sake of a generic term. Look what we have with a man who's never run a business, who has the skids greased for him his whole life. You want it again? I mean, even though Carson is a different sort than Obama, and a good man, and a man who was a pediatric neurosurgeon, which is a lot different than a community organizer, you can't fake pediatric neurosurgery. You know, you don't get there through affirmative action. Either you can do it or you can't do it, and either you're great at it or you're not great at it. This is not a field like women's studies or gender identity studies. It's not ethnic studies. It's pediatric neurosurgery. The man is a very competent, fine individual. That does not make for a good president. We need charisma. We need someone with the guts to out-negotiate the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, for example, and it's not Carson. Carson's, I don't think, capable of it. So this is so wrong, and the poll is wrong, of course, as well. This is The Savage Nation. The website is michaelsavage.com. The new book is Government Zero. I can hardly wait. It'll be out. I hear hard copies are coming any day now. I can't even get my hands on my own book. Would you believe it? I don't even have a copy of the first printing, which I'm going to try and get my hands on for each member of my family. Oh, they'll be on eBay. First printing available. Yeah. It's The Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. I'll be right back. The Savage Nation. So God deluged Los Angeles last night with unexpected rainfall, knocking out the warmest industry for one day. They all ran in a panic. They didn't know what to do. The drought was something they counted on, very much like the American Cancer Society counts on cancer to stay in business. It's been long said that if they found the cure for cancer, they'd be out of business, so they're actually set up never to find the cure for cancer. Interesting, isn't it, how things work? At least 8 people were pulled into rain-swollen San Gabriel River on Tuesday as a storm drenched Southern California, flooding freeways, knocking out power, and sending mud down Orange County hillsides. It's so powerful, there's nothing you can do. It's similar to being caught in a rip current in the ocean, said Inspector Chris Reed of the fire department. River was raging. Mud was flowing. Highways were closed. The hills were swamped with water. And the warmest are nowhere to be found. Nature corrected itself. I was in L.A. a week ago, looked at the poor parched hillsides, felt bad for the lizards and the birds and the snakes and the snails, and I said, boy, are they thirsty. And I kept saying I pray for rain. Now, of course, it's I who brought the rain. That's what I'm saying. I, because I prayed for rain, God rained on L.A. Yeah, it was the flash rain for it because I prayed. That's right. Unbelievable that rain came, isn't it? God, they can't control the weather. They just can't control the weather. And they control the sheeple in America pretty good. So when you have a psycho, a retrovirus like this in the White House, who has gotten away with virtual murder and can control the people and control the opposition party, owns the press, he figures he can control the weather too. If only the weather had held until the Pope arrived, then that lying lout from Rome could have gotten away with his big lie. It's God reigned in order to tell a pope that everyone knows what he is. Your pope. Pope blames refugee crisis on God of money and a socioeconomic system that is bad. He is a Marxist through and through. He's a psycho-Marxist. In an interview with Portugal-based Radio Renascença aired yesterday, the false prophet Pope Francis, a former bouncer, declared that the current refugee crisis in Europe is being caused by a bad, unjust socioeconomic system that worships the god of money. Well, Mr. Francis, I have a question for you. Here's the question. If it's the god of money that caused this, why are all those refugees running to Germany and to England? Isn't it for money, Pope? They're not running away from money, are they? They're running to money, aren't they, Pope? And by the way, since we're talking about money, Mr. Pope, the Vatican is the largest holder of gold in the world. Why don't you sell some of your gold reserves and help the Syrian refugees? And by the way, Mr. Pope, you're talking about the shanty towns in big cities that are being caused by deforestation from global warming. Where does he get this crap from? This is the kind of elementary garbage that they teach in colleges today. Pope Francis said that refugees from rural areas are being deforested and driven into big cities. He said, why are shanty towns formed in big cities, says Mr. Pope. He says, it's the people who come from the country because they have been deforested. They have made a monocultivation. They have no work, and they go to big cities. And he said, the Pope is at war with itself. Piecemeal. War against the earth. The environment. The glaciers are melting. In the Arctic, says the meteorological Pope, the polar bear goes increasingly northward to survive. And, of course, the Pope goes increasingly southward to survive, because that's where the gullible live. Gullible travels, you see. He has got to go south to get the gullible. No one believes him anymore in the north. So the refugee crisis is based on the god of money. Bad, unjust socioeconomic system, says the communist Pope. How could you people not see what this is? Anyway, don't call me on it. I'm just giving you an example of how screwed up the world is. It's so screwed up. It's unbelievable to me. This Pope will get along perfectly with Obama and Bernie Sanders. How could you Catholics not see this? If you've read your Bible, you know there's nothing in the Bible about confiscation and redistribution. Nothing. It's from Karl Marx. Everything that Jesus taught was about freely giving rather than what this communist Pope is pushing. And why doesn't anyone ask him how many refugees from Syria or Africa the Vatican is going to take in? And by the way, the bad, evil, unjust socioeconomic system that this communist Pope hates is called capitalism. This is the system that has brought unparalleled prosperity and freedom to billions. The socioeconomic system that this throwback Pope favors is called communism. That is the system which enslaved and murdered hundreds of millions. Is there not a leftist cliche that Pope Francis will not embrace? Who is writing the script for him? And by the way, Pope, one last question for you and your leftist minions. Why is it that most of the people who are fleeing communist countries risk their lives to escape the capitalist nations? You know anyone trying to get into North Korea? You know anybody trying to get into Cuba? Oh, my goodness. Not one word about radical Islam from the Pope. Not one word from this left-wing nut about the dangers of radical Islam, the militarization of Islam, the burning of churches, the enslavement of Christian girls, the rape of Christian girls. Not one word from this communist Pope. No wonder he's been invited to speak before Congress. So we have the Pope coming to meddle in politics, which is an affront to me as an American. I don't like a mixing of, let's say, religion and politics at all. It makes me sick. And while in the past the left would have just screamed like braying mules had a Pope lectured them about homosexual behavior or about abortion, suddenly they're cheering this Pope because, as I said to you before, he's one of them in terms of communism, socialism, Marxism. And what's interesting to me is here's a city like San Francisco filled with the biggest phonies on the planet. They go to the opera opening carrying clutches worth more than what a family could live on in Syria for a year. They talk the talk, and there was not one person there that I saw, let us say, opposite means at this opening. All they talk about it. Or you go to L.A., to Beverly Hills, to fundraisers. Filled with all the Hollywood libs in the biggest houses you could ever imagine. All friends of Bill Clinton, friends of Barack Obama, they throw fundraisers for them in 50,000 square foot houses. And of course, they're all for the poor, but they usually pay very little income tax. They have their companies set up where they're paying almost no tax. Double and triple Irish setups. You know, you can't believe it. It's like Microsoft. It's like Google. If they ever paid their fair share of taxes, you wouldn't have to worry about the poor anymore in this country. Not at all. Oh, no, yeah, old Zuckerberg. Old Zuckerberg, Mr. Undershirt, actually paid what Facebook earns, straight out federal, corporate, to take care of a lot of the poor. But they don't. You do. That's all. I wish we could take care of all of our own crippled children in this country. All of the poor crippled children. I cried over them this morning. I was making a prayer to God, and I opened myself up instead of being the normal closed human that I am. I opened myself up to God, and I said, God, what is it you want me to do that I'm not doing? And a voice came back and said, open yourself up to the suffering of the children. Help the children. Help the poor crippled children. Remember your brother. Do it for him. And truly, I started to shudder. And a flood of it came over me. It was so strong. The image of the tens of thousands of American children of all races suffering in wheelchairs and in beds and in back wards with unnamed diseases, both born to them or through accidents. God only knows the suffering. And here we are taking in the world's refuse and the world's poor, as though we have none of our own. Then there's the other news. We're being overrun by Muslims. No one seems to know about it. The Muslim president gets away with it because he says he's not a Muslim president. And as I say, there are Muslims who are fighting ISIS. He doesn't seem to be one of them. The Muslim president of Egypt is all out against ISIS. The Muslim president of Jordan is all out against ISIS. They're begging for heavy weapons from your president. We don't know which side he's on, but he doesn't seem to be on their side. Meanwhile, the questionable group CARE, a front group for the Muslim Brotherhood, according to those who have studied them, says that right-wing extremists are a bigger threat than refugees. That's very interesting because most of the jihadists don't seem to be right-wing extremists. They're Muslims. A spokesmouth for the most questionable Muslim American advocacy group said at a pro-refugee rally Sunday in St. Louis that Americans should fear their own right-wing extremists more than the 10,000 Syrians Obama wants to resettle in the United States. You see, CARE wants to bring as many Muslims in as possible so they can make Sharia law the norm and then persecute Christians, in my opinion, the way it's being done in the homeland. And yet, the double-talking front mouth for them, for CARE, said that right-wing extremism is far more dangerous than the one-in-a-million chance that a jihadist could slip in among the 10,000 refugees who are coming from the jihadist hotbed of Syria. That is such astounding nonsense that the FBI would not investigate CARE. It's amazing to me that Obama's gotten this far with his slow but sure takeover of the country and the flooding of America with very, very dangerous refugees. This kind of racism has to be exposed and stopped. Obama's covert racism is a threat to the survival of this country. There have been 3 million Muslims admitted to America since 9/11. He only let in a million. Not a million. Now, let's say Obama rushed in a million Muslims since he became president. So, well, they're not all terrorists. Of course not. So let's say it's 1%. What is 1% of 3 million Muslims admitted since 9/11? Do the math. 1% of 3 million is how much? I think it's 30,000, right, if I'm not mistaken? So let's say it's not 1%. Let's say it's 0.1%. So that's 3,000 of the 3 million are jihadists or have become jihadists. That's 3,000. That's a lot of people. You say, well, how could it be? Well, it seems like every other week there's another jihadist arrested in America, another so-called homegrown terrorist, another so-called convert to radical Islam, another good boy whose mother was shocked that he was reading those books that told him to become a killer. They had no idea he was making a pressure cooker bomb in the toilet. No idea whatsoever. She thought he was learning a pot roast recipe. She thought her little boy Ahmed was going out to learn how to make a brisket and become a good American. That's what's going on in America. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
The corruption in the political system is well established. There's no point in talking about it. You call them corrupticians, you know exactly what we're talking about. But the corruption of the church is something that needs to be discussed. When you see a pope who is overtly political, who is so out of his league when it comes to climate science, that it's not even laughable, it's just something that you cannot believe would be going on. He has as much knowledge of climate science as Al Sharpton. I loved hearing Al Sharpton a few weeks ago mumbling about the pollutant carbon dioxide. I couldn't believe, we got it, minority neighborhoods are affected more by pollution like carbon dioxide than other neighborhoods. Haven't heard from him since. Someone dummied him up pretty good. He set the climate movement back about 15 years. Now the Pope's coming. Why doesn't he just stick to Catholic doctrine? Why doesn't he just talk about morality, the sale of baby body parts by Planned Parenthood, how they should all be in prison, that even Hitler didn't sell baby body parts? Why doesn't he talk about the religion of pieces called Islam and what it's doing to Christians in the Middle East? Why does he talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton's failed Arab Spring policies led to the Syrian and Libyan refugee crisis? Why does he talk about immoral behavior in America instead of promoting immoral behavior around the world? Why? Because he's a liberation theologist. By selling weakness, he can buy forgiveness. I understand the Vatican's the largest holder of gold in the world.
They should sell some of it on the open market and give the money to the poor. And while they're at it, they ought to bring in about a million, let's say, no, not to the Vatican. They should start small, 1,000 Syrian refugees. Then I'll believe a word that he says. Obama and the Pope and Bernie Sanders are preaching from the same exact prayer book. They're singing the same verses. And it was written by a very famous composer named Karl Marx. So we talked about the communist Pope coming to town to talk about issues that he knows nothing about. The only thing he knows about climatology is that when it rains, his Vatican aides hold an umbrella up over his head. Yet he's now an expert on climate science. Then he says our economic system is flawed. It's poison. It's no good. Blames the refugee crisis on the god of money. Bad, unjust socioeconomic system that worships the god of money. What a liar. How can you people not see through this? Just stirring up the masses against the middle class like this? Right out of the communist playbook, which is how he got where he got in the corrupt South American nation that he rose in. So the corruption and the arising around the world of communism is something to behold. And the only thing we have against it is Donald Trump. He's so popular amongst even poor, amongst minorities, that he's just liable to win. I hope he does. And I hope that eventually we see a final slug out between capitalism and liberation theology. That would be Trump versus this sad sack throwback 1940s, 1930s Union Square agitator Bernie Sanders. And now let's look at Black Lives Matter. Kentucky cop killer was a Black Lives Matter activist. Did you know that? Didn't make it to your local rag? Kentucky cop killer was a Black Lives Matter activist. Okay. Here's another one you may not see, but it's on from the Daily Caller on michaelsavage.com. America's heroin epidemic fueled by flood of illegals. Here's another one for you from Jihad Watch. Minnesota Muslim suspected of jihad recruitment given school bus driver's license. Here's another one for you that didn't make it to your local rag from the Daily Beast, a liberal source. The shady family behind America's Iran lobby. They actually greased the skids to make sure that Obama sold America down the drain and threw Israel to the wolves. Remember, we had global warming yesterday, and then it poured in L.A. They were shocked, just shocked. Shocked. Subways were flooded. The culverts are overrunning in L.A. Did you know that? Freeways were shut down. Mud flows in Orange County. What the heck are the warmest going to do today? They have to rewrite the script. Well, wait a minute now. Those floods... And that much, see, we told you that global warming would lead to this kind of thing.